steaks.
And you kind of
appreciate it.
Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
Raise 10-0.
Vegan.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Speaking of smart, do you want to hear my thing?
Yes.
Sure.
All right. So there's this podcast I listen to called Star Talk Radio. It's a radio show that actually gets broadcast, but then they turn into podcast. Do you guys know the name Neil deGrasse Tyson?
No.
I do.
Why do you know that name?
Because he is, museum. He works in the, planetarium, is it?
Would you like me to tell you?
The planetarium.
Yes. He's an astrophysicist, and he runs the Hayden Planetarium at the Museum of Natural History in New York.
Okay.
All right. So, anyway. So, I was listening to the podcast today, and I've, like, heard these different theories and whatever and stuff before, but the facts are, and of course I can't tell you how they know this stuff, but the facts are that out of all the gravity in the universe, only 1/6 of it is accounted for. So, comets and planets and suns and all of the matter in the universe only accounts for 1/6 of the gravity in the whole universe. So the other 5/6 of gravity is unaccounted for. They don't know what the source of it is. And
I thought
so,
it was gamma rays.
No. And so they call it dark matter. I'm sure you've probably heard that term before. So they can't see dark matter. They don't know exactly what it is. But they know that it exists because they can measure its effects on other things, okay? Mm-hmm. So they attribute the other 5/6 of gravity of the universe to dark matter, okay? They're still trying to figure out what it is, but they know it exists, whatever the heck it is. There's 5/6 of your gravity. Everything else is the 1/6 that we can actually see and what we know. All of that gravity, the whole gravity, the 6/6 of gravity, should make our universe be sort of collapsing in on itself, whether it's quick or slow or whatever. Everything, we should all be moving towards each other. All the planets, all the galaxies, all the solar systems should be moving towards each other because of all this humongous amount of gravity in the universe. But it's not. The universe is actually expanding. And not only is it expanding, but the expansion rate is accelerating. Mm-hmm. Every second, the rate of expansion gets faster and faster and faster.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Pluto's going to be even further
away. Doesn't matter. It's not really a planet. So.
It matters to me. So, I'm for Pluto.
Okay, so
when
listen.
I went to school, they taught me that Pluto
I know,
was a planet.
Me too. But so listen.
So you're saying they lied.
No, they were just wrong. So here's this huge amount of gravity that should make all of everything in the universe be getting closer and closer, yet it's getting further and further apart. And it's getting further and further apart, quicker and quicker. It shouldn't be happening. So they don't know what the force is that's causing this to happen. So they call it dark energy. Because they can measure the effect of it. Mm. They just don't know what it is. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm driving home, blah, 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 you know, listening to this podcast and hearing them say this. And I thought to myself, well, if we have this humongous amount of gravity, and the universe should be getting smaller and smaller, and instead it's getting bigger and bigger. Maybe I'm wrong, who knows? But instead it's getting bigger and bigger, faster and faster, and it's expanding, and we're all moving further apart from each other, and we don't know why. Maybe this dark energy, this force that's causing this rapid expansion of the universe, and we don't know why, maybe this dark energy is anti-gravity.
Hmm.
What do you think?
See, now Alicia's thinking this, and I'm driving home, and I'm thinking, should I get sweet gherkins or kosher dills?
What? Well, I'm thinking it could be another universe tugging on our universe.
Yeah, I don't think we can't see far enough. I think
they can
measure it, but they can't. What do I know? But what I'm saying is that something else might be pulling it that's even bigger. You know that what I'm saying? Getting sucked. Well, there's something actually, that you, that's in, not yeah. in their calculations that they're just because when you sit there and you say dark energy and dark matter and all that stuff like
they
that,
only call it that because they don't know what
exactly.
else to call it yet.
Well, that's what I mean, but they don't know, so it could right. be that.
So you
we think, are think I'm just sure we probably
but
are expanding.
The universe is supposed to be infinite, right? If it's infinite, how can there be something outside of it pulling on it from all directions, making it expand? It can't. So it's got to be something from within the universe itself making it expand. So there's some kind of force, what they're calling dark energy, that's got to be anti-gravity. Of course, I'm wrong. I'm sure I'm wrong. But that's got to be anti-gravity because it's the only thing that could go against this huge amount of gravity that should be making us smaller is anti-gravity. And there's got to be
an opposite force.
Not only an opposite force, but a greater force. Because if gravity and anti-gravity were equal, well, we probably wouldn't be like sticking to our chairs like this. Maybe we'd be sort of floating because there would be zero gravity. In fact, not even maybe, there would be. But there's, I guess, like local gravity is stronger than anti-gravity. But in the greater scheme of the universe, anti-gravity has to be stronger than gravity. Just as like the dark matter accounts for 5/6 of the gravity in the universe. I think that maybe dark energy, what I'm going to call anti-gravity, probably accounts, is probably a greater force than actual gravity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Am I making any sense?
That makes sense.
So, of course, on Facebook friends, well, not Facebook friends, but I'm on the Star Talk Radio Facebook page. So I posted it on there to Dr. Tyson. Hey, what do you think? This is what I think. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what he says. I don't know, because I just did it like an hour ago.
That's cool.
Ask him about the sweet gherkin.
No, but I have to tell you, I'm so proud of myself.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm wrong. I'm spitting now, too. I'm sure I'm wrong. Like, there's got to be some other reason for it. But I'm so proud of myself for thinking of something like that.
Very intelligent.
You go, girl.
Like, woohoo! Mm-hmm. Give me some chocolate. I want a prize for that.
All right.
Maybe give me, like, a Nobel science thing prize and money.
And gherkins.
Yeah.
And gherkins.
We'll convert that to sweet
and yes,
gherkins.
You should buy sweet gherkins.
See
but
that?
Don't you think that's really cool?
That's cool.
Yeah,
I'm like
cool.
So, wow. Every once in a while, brain cells come together and it's really neat.
Alicia was looking at an apple on the floor, came up and hit her in the face.
And I discovered anti-gravity.
Well, it would have been anti-gravity that took the apple off the floor to hit her in the face.
Right.
There you go.
It's explaining the joke.
I got it.
So, that's it. That's my little flash of brilliance for the day.
All right.
And
we'll take that.
Yeah. Thank you.
You've got a fucking big kidney.
Please keep in touch with the show via email at imaginaryradio@optonline.net and look us up on Facebook.
what you guys feel in the year 2011 about chivalry. And what guys and girls should do for each other, whether in a relationship or not, even just in
Should go society. Both ways. If I reach the door first, I'll hold it open for anybody who's coming through. And it should go both ways. You and your farting ketchup.
Chivalry isn't like it used to be.
True.
Which is a shame.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that I like stuff like that. I don't think it has to be the man that does it or whatever. Nope. But like, you know, I just think it's nice. Like, just why don't people just do nice things for each other? You know, I don't know.
Be polite.
The people are more polite. You don't see it around here, but you see it in other places.
I think it all depends on the person.
Like where?
Like down south, the people are different.
Like in the south of the United States?
Yes. Hmm. Not every, but not 100% of the people, but it's just a different, you know, when I went and worked in Richmond, like my pace is just completely like, what's wrong with you?
You're too fast.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like they're very laid back. They're very, it's a whole different, I lived in Delaware for a year, and Delaware is just Jersey pretty much. And even down there, they're a little bit more laid back. And it's just, up here, people just have an agenda, and they do what they have to do.
Barrel
and
that's through. It.
And then, barrel through life. And it's, you know, and I think that takes away from it.
Yeah. I always get taken back when I see a young child do that, like, you know, just open a door for his mom or an elderly person.
I think
it's just kids are just so untamed nowadays.
Oh, tell
so
me about
it's
it.
Just.
But really I don't think sweet. It should be so much chivalry as it should be just common courtesy right, for everyone.
Right. Yeah.
What about like paying the bill,
like at a
meal or yeah? Well, no. Well, yeah, I guess.
Whoever invited who, whoever did the inviting, should pay.
Well, they could split it. I mean, I don't
know. Of course, Brian's.
No, I'm saying.
No.
You know, hey, Jenny, you want to go out to lunch tomorrow? No, like, you know, Jen. I don't know.
If you're asking whatever. Jenny on a date, first of all, I'll kill you. And second of all, no, if you're asking her on a date, you should pay.
Okay.
If she's asking
you. You just think it was a friend, coworker.
Oh, no.
Thing.
No. Oh,
well, that's not a date, then you go Dutch.
Well, that's what I thought we weren't saying it was a date.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess it would be a date.
I think for me, no matter what, I would always offer, and if they, you know, let it happen, then I would pay.
And well, that's also the nice thing to do, too.
I mean, I would always offer, and if they said, no, I'll pay, and I'm like, no, I'll pay. No, I'll pay half. No, I'll pay the whole thing. No, I'll pay half. Okay, but you gotta stop. You know, like there's certain things that you do. It's like, you know what? I'll offer twice, but I won't offer again because I don't want to be rude. You know, you don't want to be the jerk that says, no, I insist on it.
Yeah, sometimes people are actually offended by
right.
Yep.
By chivalrous behavior.
Well, when it goes overboard.
Yeah. Well, what if it's like several dates in a row?
Several dates?
Yeah.
Depends on who did the asking. It still depends on who did the asking, but I think after like maybe 5 or 6 dates, even if, say, he asked her every time, assuming this is a heterosexual relationship, don't want to offend anyone, assuming he asked her every time, she might want to ask him once in a while if she's enjoying herself, but, you know, once it gets to 5 or 6 times or whatever, maybe she should... Even if he asked her, maybe she should say, I'm having a great time, I'd love to go out with you again, but this time, I'm treating.
And I would be okay with that.
Yeah. That's good.
At least put out.
Oh, stop. You would.
What
else you got?
You seriously have a one-track mind. Okay.
It's an 8-track, actually.
And now for some music from The Wag.
Some dough for a wedding day. Your folks are old and they're For comments about the show, you can email us at imaginaryradio@optonline.net. Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.